Welcome to a special Christmas edition of Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's, the podcast where I ask the question, whatever happened to the pizza at McDonald's? I'm your host, Brian Thompson. Some weeks ago, I attempted to launch a new educational initiative called the COVID-Safe Telephonic Santa Claus Hotline. It was my hope that parents terrified of the possibility that their children might catch a deadly novel virus from sitting in the lap of a mall Santa Claus might instead turn to this hotline for the service of allowing a child to tell a Santa Claus impersonator what they would like to receive as a Christmas gift. I cast myself in the role of the Santa Claus impersonator, an opportunity for which I am eternally grateful and humbled. And I used my new platform to deliver an educational message to the child callers regarding McDonald's pizza and its history. The initiative was an unqualified success. Somewhat to my surprise, many callers expressed a desire for McDonald's to once again serve pizza. And although this is one gift Santa Claus and his elves are simply incapable of creating due to certain international laws against using fairy magic to control people's minds, these calls served as a compelling package of evidence that the desire for McDonald's pizza is still quite high among the general public. I am still in the process of making sure McDonald's executives listen to these calls. But I feel this is only a matter of time, as I have mailed the recordings to McDonald's World Headquarters on a cassette tape labeled Irresistible Hits of the 70s, 80s, and Today. I did not do this as a trick. That was simply the only tape I had available outside my cassette tape storage unit. But I believe the coincidence will work in my favor. And while the vast majority of the calls to the COVID-safe telephonic Santa Claus hotline have been McDonald's pizza-related, several have addressed other matters. I shall play some of them now, in the hopes that Santa Claus, one of his elf employees, or his wife, who I believe is named Carol, will listen to this program and make a last-minute delivery. But please, do not get your hopes up, as certain actions by incompetent political appointees have resulted in Santa's workshop being completely stripped of its gift-sorting machines.
Yeah, I wish Santa would bring me an iced coffee. I like iced coffee, especially in winter. Can Santa do that?
Hi, Santa. For Christmas, I would really like a house. Ho, ho, ho.
Hi, Santa. I'm using my friend's phone to send this, so I hope that it makes it to you all right and that you realize it's actually me, Jacob. I just really, really want to go to college at Columbia in Chicago, specifically. So if you could just get me that, that's really all I want. I don't think I'll ever really ask for anything else again. Thanks, and keep up the good work in the North Pole, and thank you for informing me about pizza. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. I love you very much. Goodbye.
Give me a Target gift card, Santa. Bye now.
I was kind of hoping for one of those, like, it's like a garden hose, but it sort of splits, like it forks into two garden hoses. She can, like, have two people watering the grass instead of one.
Hi, Santa Claus. I'm wondering if you could get a rubber spatula or my silicone spatula for my mother for Christmas. That would be great. Thank you. Good luck with all the work this season. Bye.
I want a burger. I want a burger. Burger with fries.
Can I get a bottle of olive oil? Thanks. Bye.
I don't really want a pizza. I just want a PS5, please.
Yeah, can we have a PS5 from McDonald's?
From McDonald's.
Hi. I wanted this $500 briefcase for a long time, and then my parents offered to get it for me.
And then I had a fight with them because they said I don't want it anymore. But now I secretly do want it, but I can't tell them I want it because I told them I didn't want it. So if you can get that for me, I'd appreciate it.
Finally, I would like to address the true reason for this holiday called Christmas. While some people believe otherwise, it is the belief of myself, my fellow Christians, and whatever members of many world governments who are responsible for deciding which holidays should be bank holidays, that a man named Jesus was born on this very day in December. Long before some of you were birthed or even conceived, I explained the story of Christmas on this very program. I thought today I would replay that segment, as the world could use some peace and comfort right now, and also because I am quite busy.
God's son Jesus was born in the year zero, which archaeologists have been able to determine by counting down from this year to the year Jesus was born. From his house in the sky, God looked down at the ground through a telescope and spotted a teenager named Mary. The Bible does not give us Mary's last name, but a man handing out pamphlets in front of the White House once told me that her last name was Ben-David. Mary Ben-David was unlike other teenagers, and that she was not bad, but was instead good. God kept several superheroes called angels as pets, and they were able to fly between the sky and the ground on account of their big, gross wings. God sent one of these angels to Mary Ben-David to tell her he would be teleporting a fetus named Jesus into her stomach. Mary asked if she could call the child Chris once he was born, and God said that was okay. Later that afternoon, Mary's husband, Joseph Ben-David, came home from his job as a professional whittler. As he had been whittling all day, he was quite tired, so Mary said, "You'd better sit down for this." She then explained that God had teleported a fetus into her stomach, whose name was Jesus, but she was going to call him Chris. Joseph was glad to be sitting down, as this news came as quite the shock. Unfortunately, he should have taken it a step further and lied completely flat on the floor, for another revelation startled him right out of his freshly whittled chair. He remembered that the Roman census was just around the corner, and he and Mary were required by law to return to their hometown of Bethlehem to be counted. Joseph had completely forgotten, and thus had failed to book a hotel. "What are we going to do?" Mary asked. "I guess we'll just play it by ear," Joseph said. Sure enough, when the Ben-Davids arrived in Bethlehem, all the hotels were booked. But a local hotelier took pity on the couple, seeing as how Mary's stomach was now horrendously swollen with the unborn Jesus. For 25% off the normal room rate, he allowed the couple to stay in the hotel's donkey pen. In what can only be described as a miracle, the bed of hay and manure that Joseph Ben-David was able to fashion for his teenage wife ended up being somewhat comfortable. Later that night, Mary gave birth to Jesus Ben-David, who she called Chris. Even though he was not the biological father, Joseph cared for the child just as every stepdaddy cares for his stepboy. Several smart gentlemen brought gifts for Jesus because a star told them to. I don't know what happened to these men after that. I hope they're okay. Behold, Jesus Ben-David, the only child of God, grew up to perform many feats and tricks before he was brutally murdered. And that is the story of Christmas.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Have you been driven into a depressive state at the thought that you will have to wait up to 11 and a half months to have another taste of eggnog? Before seeking help from a mental health professional, try signing up for NogBox. Once a month, you will receive a box full of eggnog shipped as quickly as possible from one of NogBox's certified eggnog suppliers. If you live in a major metropolitan area, there is a good chance it will arrive fresh enough to drink straight from the box. But even if it smells off, you should be safe after following our simple boiling instructions. NogBox. By agreeing to their terms of service, you have assumed all medical risk. Thank you for listening to Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's. Personalized copies of my best-selling book, How to Be an Investigative Journalist, are now available. For more information, visit howtobeaninvestigativejournalist.com. And if you have not joined our Patreon, now would be an excellent time, as I have released an exclusive one-half-hour video report available only to Patreon members. To watch it, sign up at patreon.com/pizzaatmcd's. Do you know what happened to Pizza at McDonald's? Do you remember it? Please send all correspondence to pizzaatmcdonalds@gmail.com. For more information, please visit our attractive website at www.pizzaatmcdonalds.com. There you will find links to our Twitter and Instagram pages, as well as to our newsletter and Teespring store, where you may purchase quality Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's merchandise. I'm Brian Thompson.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.